from the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KTYR and its stakeholders, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, we are the Forum for the Fans, the Bleed Blue Show. This is the post, I guess you could, I don't want to call it a post game, but I guess reaction to the Giant Jet game, Snoopy Bowl, or even just the games around the league, if anybody discussed them. BleedBlueShow.com is the website. Just getting it over, man. It's been a long night, man. Just getting over watching the football. The fight last night, McGregor and Mayweather. So just do this little impromptu. I know the fans, the Giant fans wanted to speak out. We'll have that discussion as well. I'll say this. Watching some of the dress rehearsal games, before I get even get into the Giant Jet stuff, I saw the a little bit of the Texans. It was a Texans Saints game, and then the Cardinals and the Falcons. Who else did I see? Bills Ravens, but Raiders and Cowboys as well. But along with the Giants and the Jets. So, I think. Watching it with the Giants and the Jets, you can take it for a couple of ways, man. There's a lot of things to dissect and a lot of things to acknowledge as far as what they like, what you dislike, on the table as far as with the Big Blue versus the Jets. I guess it was really more of a microcosm or a more of a what would you call it? In-depth look at watching between the offensive line of the Giants versus the defensive line of the Jets. I mean, that's what it really comes down to. It seemed like this preseason has revolved around the development of the offensive line, and this team is going to go as far as that unit is going to take them. But on the first couple of drives for the Giants, looking okay for the most part, and they kind of stalled off the field goals. But at the same time, the defense for the Giants really showed out. Landon Collins was spectacular, jumping that route, making a pick six. The pressure on the defensive line. I mean, the defense did the job. Actually, I thought they were on the field too long at points because I didn't want to risk injury. But as far as the offensive line, I mean, there was some good things. Perkins had a couple of good runs. Darko had a touchdown. I don't know. Offensive line overall, it's still not where I think it needs to be. It looked better, and that was somewhat encouraging. But it's the only thing that I could only say is rolling with the punches as far as going forward. The season. We're going to have to go to war with this, and hopefully these guys are going to play out, man. I mean, it's really going to be a situation that if this is what we're going to go to war with, just hold on to your hats, man. Just hold on to your hats. Special teams, I didn't really see too much from the special teams as well. I didn't really think They were spectacular. Even this is the whole off season. You know, I didn't think they were a unit that they had a chance to break one great field position. This whole preseason has been kind of little, well, just been carried by the defense. I mean, the safety by Jason Pierre-Paul. I mean, they're flying high, man. They're definitely flying high. Just amazing to see that how midseason they look, man. Just hopefully they don't time out, man. That's kind of what it is. When it comes to the defense, man, I mean they've been all over the place, man. All over the place, man. So when I say about this, man, with a game last night, I got to see what our guy G6 has got to say, man, as far as the preseason game last night, because I want to get his analysis I definitely had to reach out to the guy. G6, if you're out there, about the Giant Jet game last night, tell us what you saw. What's up, man? How's everything, man?
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1 to listen to your message.
Oh, back. Let me take that back. It wasn't out there. Maybe I was wrong. All right. Yeah, but anyway, it's just let me look at a couple of things from last night. With the offensive line. I saw a little bit of Brett Jones. When I saw Brett Jones on the field, and that was something I thought the Giants were going to try to do. They were going to try to get their guys implemented. They were plugging and playing certain guys like Brett Jones, Fluker, saw him in the game, especially Fluker, right guard, as far as taking over for Bizzen Owadi. And I thought they did okay. You know, from what I saw from the line blocking, man, I thought they did all right for trying to being in the lineup. But this whole thing with this team, it was more so, with the defense is kind of almost this is a totally overshadow, outshine whatever the offense was trying to do, and then also the unleft questions at backup quarterback. I don't know, man. I don't think there's any answer either way with Johnson or Smith. I'm not really confident. That battle to me wasn't really never really, really won, you know. With the Giants winning the preseason game, they were up big, and, you know, it really didn't matter in the second half. Everybody was third-string start and stuff like that. But the only thing I can say, man, as far as the blue, got to see, Eli throwing that pick, I think it was the right guard, or it was somebody, I think it was the right guard at the time. I couldn't remember which one. But as far as Sheldon Richardson pressuring, flying up through the middle, damn near unprotected. And Eli had threw that ball, I think it was an attempt, either Shepard or Lewis, and then there was an interception. That was kind of disheartening because I wanted to see the Giants cashing more touchdowns and a lot of field goals. But as a unit, Perkins, for the limited touches that he did, he actually did okay running the ball. Not bad. And Darko had the touchdown. Let's get the points, man. Let's get the points. Let's try it again. Let's see if our guy G6. G6, man, what's going on? Tell us how you thought as far as what you saw in the dress rehearsal game yesterday, man. What's going on, bro?
Oh, man, what's going on with you, man?
Not much.
Good weekend.
Not much.
Got some football in, got some boxing in, so it's a good weekend.
mm-hmm.
But
before you continue the Giants, tell us what's your thoughts about the fight anyway.
Before I get into the Giants, the fight, it pretty much went like I expected, man. I knew McGregor was gonna run out of gas. That's just not his that's just not what he do, man. You know, MMA quick, it's quicker, shorter, I think less rounds. And then you get in and give it all you got at first and try to get the guy out of there. It's not really a thing where you pace yourself, man. You got to go 12 rounds. That's rough, man, for somebody who doesn't do that on the regular. So kind of knew what to expect with that, man. And it happened just like I thought it would. Giants. Hey.
Yes, sir.
I was thinking that same thing, man, when Jerry was in there. I seen Jerry get knocked back, flat off his feet from Wilkerson. I seen him pretty much allow that hit on, I don't know if that was the same play or two different plays, but he allowed that hit on Eli. That was the interception.
Yeah, it was.
I think Roger Lewis had a step on his guy. And if Eli can step into that throw, it's probably a touchdown. And that was pretty much it, man. I think, as far as the O-line go, they put in Jones, and right away, you saw the team went all the way down. I think they stuck Jones in for a play, Carl Banks said. And that one play they stuck him in, I think Perkins ran for, 20 yards or something like that. So, you see, man, one person, and it's amazing, man, one person can change the dynamic of a whole O-line or a whole D-line or a whole secondary. that thing is real. You know, it's hard to wrap your mind around the fact that one person can change the dynamic of something, even on the basketball court or whatever it is. One person can change the dynamic of a team and either make it fall off or can uplift it. And, you know, Jones came in, not saying this dude is an all-world guard or anything like that, but, man, you're going against Wilkerson, who may be considered a top – he's a top 10 D tackle in the league. You know, he's nobody to play with. The Pro Bowler, you know, he is who he is. He held his own against Wilkerson pretty much that whole game, man. I think, you know, he didn't let him bully him around. Did he dominate him or anything like that? No. Who dominates Wilkerson? Not many people are going to do that. But for Jones to come in, hold his own, you know, we started moving the ball more fluently. Eli had a lot of time back there. And you're talking about our offense moving up and down the field without their two starting wide receivers. So that's good to see, and it gives you a lot of hope that this offense can be explosive with the right pieces on the O-line inserted in. I thought Roger Lewis, Rudolph, all of them did themselves a favor. You know, they showed up, did what they had to do. Shepherd as well. Pleasantly surprised with Ingram. You know, I had my feelings on him, as you know, Steve, and I think you did too. Mm-hmm. And, but if he continues to do that, if he continues to do what he did last night, he blocked well. He caught a couple of passes. He flashed on what the future might hold for him in the passing game. It could be a really dynamic thing, man. I was excited about it, man, when he caught a couple of passes. He's running. He's a fast, fluent guy, man. So, you know, if he get his red zone jump ball stuff kind of down, he may be a big, big threat moving forward. I think he will be. He might be. He will be a threat moving forward, man, once he gets his red zone reads and knowing how to time his jumps and stuff down pat. He's going to be something. He's going to be a force, man. Again, I thought the running game, I still say overall, mm-hmm. I still say Gallman to me in the running game is the most complete back, man. I think once he learns his check downs and blocking assignments in the backfield and stuff like that, I think that he sometime down the road can be that guy for us. Perkins did his thing. I thought Darkwood did his thing. Don't know if we saw much of Vereen in that capacity. I know he was in on third down a few times. Didn't see a lot of him. I think they're saving him for the season, man. I think Vereen's going to be that X factor, man, catching at the backfield, doing some things. And they probably don't want to show a lot of that right now to the Cowboys and the other teams we're going to play. Defense, I mean, Steve, man, hey, man. I really think we're going to probably end up being a top three defense. I can't see us being anything less than that, man, right now. You know, I know Apple just got back. I think he didn't play the first two games, so he looked a little rusty. Other than him, I was pleasantly surprised, man. Dan Thompson did his thing. The D-line, again, did their thing. Goodson looked – you know, we don't need you to be Ray Lewis. Just if you can be average to a slightly above average guy, we're probably, with the surrounding talent around him, we're probably going to be in good shape, man. So he did enough to, you know, he didn't take any steps back. I didn't see anything, you know, would suggest that. You know, and, I mean, I still, you know, people like Kennard, I just don't get it, man. I don't know why this kid is not turning the corner. You know, if I had to say something negative, kids like Kennard, I just don't know why he's not turning the corner on his talents, man. It's just not coming together. But really wasn't a lot negative in this game, man. I mean, you know, they did come back, but that was backups. They probably wasn't even making – they probably was calling plays just to see how someone handled the situation. So they really wasn't playing to win, man. They was playing – you know, that second half, it was, what, 29-something going into halftime. They probably mm-hmm. was just calling plays to say, hey, let's see how he looks in this position. Let's see how he looks in that position. So, like I said, I don't want to be out. It ain't a lot negative. The backup quarterbacks, that's a negative mark, just to keep it real with you. Josh Smith, Josh Johnson and Geno Smith. I mean, I honestly, man, I'd rather see Kaepernick get a shot on this team. You know, I think he's better than both of them.
Yeah. Looking at this, that first drive in the game, I'm actually surprised they had Shepard back there returning punts. Well, maybe trying to find an extra role for him. But that Ereck Flowers had that false start. I mean, that was kind of bothersome. But even because it was almost forgotten that he had the false start, and then the very next play, Paul Perkins runs for like 15 yards immediately after that. So people almost kind of forget that Flowers and had the penalty, sending the Giants back 5 yards. And 5 yards is almost damn near everything with this team, because if you can't establish the run, you have to heavily rely on the pass. But give credit to Evan Engram with the big. He had a good big play of a pass catching play. Then Paul Perkins with a couple of gaping runs, which was encouraging to see. But like you said, man, that interception, I think it was more so about that Sheldon Richardson passed the right guard. And like you said, I think it was Jerry that caused that interception. But on that first drive, as far as settling for with that pick, the Giants did okay as far as moving the ball on that first drive. It was encouraging to see, but the defense, like you said, man, it felt like the defense is just running the preseason. They just overshadowed what the offense is doing. G6, let's bring on the big O, who carefully watched the game as well and definitely get his thoughts, man. What's up, man? How you doing, dude?
Hey, can y'all hear me? I might have a little noise in the background. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Hey, man, we evaluated the game together, and we saw this pretty much the same thing. John Jerryland lost his position, man. I think you go ahead and put you can put Jones there. He held it down pretty well. Fluka there, but John Jerry should not be playing that guard position, man. He's garbage. But pretty much – everything else, the O-line held up, gave Eli some time. They could do better. We know they're playing, they're using a little light playbook. You're not going to really see too much. But the running game, it was pretty all right. Perkins had a couple of good runs. Darkwell had some good runs. Gallman, he didn't really impress me that much yesterday. He's still a rookie. He's a rookie. You got a lot to learn, wet behind the ears, so I expect that. But our backup quarterbacks, Geno and Josh, is garbage, man. I think that was a conspiracy to bring these two garbage guys in, so Eli have no competition, nobody to threaten his position, man. And for us, because it just doesn't make no sense, man. With an offense of weapons that we have, any quarterback that can buy time, that's a good quarterback that, has a touch, can destroy teams with this offense we have, man. I just didn't see bringing in them two guys. They just pure trash. God forbid Eli goes down. God forbid that. We're going to have issues with these two guys, man. I just don't see these guys commanding the team and grasping the offense and driving it down the field and be able to hold it down just in case, Eli goes down until he comes back or something like that, in some scenario like that. But God forbid that happens, because if it does, we're doomed. Them guys are garbage. Defense played stout. Love the way them boys played. I still think Bromley's still all right. I think they can just rotate those guys in. Keep a rotation over there. Snacks is doing his thing. JPP's a beast. I think he's trying to do some Hall of Fame stuff for the future. With the three fingers, he's just proving people that he's dominant, man. Vernon, he's going to do his thing. Collins is a beast. Like last night I told you, he's showing me some Sean Taylor traits, a lot of Sean Taylor traits. I'm happy he's on our team. Dreon, the number 38, I keep forgetting his whole name, but he played a pretty good game. I think he makes his team. Yep. Yeah, Dante Dreon, he'll make this team. But the linebacker position, Goodson is, he's going to do what it do. He'll have his mistakes, but for the most part, he's playing solid. I think Casillas played all right. You know, he played all right. He had some missed tackles, but then, you know, he started picking it back up. I expect that these guys still got to get back in the groove of things. I think they'll pick it up. Kennard, just like Jet say, man, he is where he is now, man. I don't think he's going to get better than where he is. If he does, it'll be a plus for us, but I think he is where he is, man. And hopefully that'll work out. The defense, I'm telling you, man, the defense is going to be great. Eli Apple, yeah, he was a little rusty yesterday, but, you know, it's his first time on the field. I expect that from him, so they're going to get him worked in. And he'll be all right, man. I'm telling you, I think Eli Apple will be all right. All right, no problem. Thank you. All in all, man, it was all right. It's just, you know, some things that really need to get addressed. I really, really still think, you know, we can get a running back like D'Angelo Williams, which I know Jet said that's not going to happen. Somebody need to go ahead and talk to this dude. I really think that'll be a plus for this offense, but it's not going to happen. So what we have now, I think we'll be good with it. So that's what I got to say for now. Let me get off right quick and then come back around. So because there's a lot of noise. Yeah, man, it was all in all, man. I give those guys a B, man. They did a good job yesterday. Offense did a pretty good job of what Eli had out there, man. They actually, you know, moved the ball and scored. I still think it was some tight throws. You know, that one catch Rudolph made, it was a, you know, a 50-50 ball. That's what we brought Marshall in for. So those are kind of plays that I expect, you know, to happen. And other than that, man, hopefully, if this offensive line can get it together, man, and find who's the best player, the best offensive lineman for those positions out there. I mean, the best guy plays, man. I don't think we need to go with whose contract is high now and who needs to be out there. We need to go with the best guy. And I really do think that Jones needs to be on the field as an offensive lineman because he has a mean streak to him. And I think Vince Waddy did a little good job yesterday as well. So we'll see how that goes, man.
And G6, same thing, man. Going back to you. And I remember when Jerry Reese gave the contract to John Jerry, and we had a discussion as far as him going to be a starter. And I said that he got starter money, but I think it's safe to say that despite the contract, that he has not lived up to playing as far as on the field, preseason or not, camp or not, that he's probably going to lose that position. Logically, he should lose that position despite the contract, Jerry Reese. So it goes back to what I was thinking. What the hell Jerry Reese was giving him the contract for? I never agreed with it at the time. You know, what was the case with that, G6, as far as it was just a simple mistake on Jerry Reese's part? How do you feel about the continuity of the line as far as replacing him after what you saw yesterday? G6. Maybe he's not there. I don't know. All right. G6. All right, well, I guess he's not there. Let's see if Big O's back. Big O, that's kind of the same question. I want to get your take. As far as Jerry Reese making a mistake on John Jerry's contract, I guess it's safe to say he's kind of out of a job. It'd be shocking if he would be starting week one. If you were a football team, you go back to watching that film on what happened. There's no way he starts in Dallas week one. There's no way. I don't care. You know, at this point, week four is not going to really matter versus the Patriots. But Big O, man, I think you make valid points. Real quick, hold on. Let's go back to G6 and then we'll go back to O. We'll go back to you. G6. Right. Same thing, man. That John Jerry, man. I think wasn't it a mistake by Reese or what?
Yeah, I think I think what Reese was trying to figure out was if Jones, who came from Canada, I believe. I think he was waiting to see his maturation process going into the preseason. So you kind of have to protect yourself. John Jerry knows the playbook, blah, 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 blah. Now, I like to know the ins and outs or the structure of that contract that he has, because I could easily see him getting cut. With the play of Fluker, you know, at least in Fluker, if you roll the dice with Jones and say, okay, hey, you did enough to start, I think Fluker, you could easily pencil him in as the second right guard, the backup on the depth chart. He's moved ahead of Jerry, in my opinion. So I like to see the structure of that contract to where if it's something where I don't have a computer in front of me, but if I wouldn't be surprised that contract we could get out of it. You know, like I said, going into the season, you have to protect yourself and say, okay, he knows the playbook. Worst come to worst, he can play in that position. But, you know, we didn't have Fluker at the time. So some things opened up late to where, you know, if he would have developed early enough, he might not sign John Jerry like that. But, you know, he would have been out the door with Newhouse. But, if we can get out that contract, that might be the best case scenario. Free up a little bit of that cash and you know, tie up some other loose ends. But I think right now, personally, just what I saw, I think Jones solidified himself last night. I didn't know if it was Wilkerson or Richardson or whoever. I know that D line for the Jets is pretty stout, pretty good. So he held his own. He solidified himself last night. You know, he should be penciled in as a starter moving forward. I think Fluker came right in and solidify his position as at least the backup. And Jerry got embarrassed yesterday, man. I mean, he flat out got beat, pushed back, pushed around. No man should push you completely back 2 feet off your feet in this league, man, with technique and everything and all the weight training and all that stuff that you do. That tells me a lot. That dude literally picked John Jerry off his feet and threw him back 2 yards. On his butt. So that's not good. Like I say, if we can get that contract, and I'm going to look it up on while you talk to Big O or whoever you know bring up, but I'm going to look it up and see exactly how that thing is structured.
He had a 3-year deal, but the thing about that deal was the first year, which would have been this year, he was only getting like $1.5 million or something like that. But then the following couple years, it was bumped up to 3 on a base. So you're saying that he would have been an unrestricted free agent around 2020. So he got like some dead cap money if you was to cut him and get rid of him. And I might think if the Giants were smart, they'd probably cut bait with him, man. I think it's safe to say, man, that 3-year, $10 million deal that he did sign in the, after the end of last season, you know, he's going to get his guaranteed money. I think it's safe to say that John should need to cut bait, man. And I think we saw the same thing, man. Jerry was getting pushed around back then. I think that's one of the disturbing things. As far as what we used to, you know, we were killing flowers all off season, all that. For what we saw, he had the false start. Tonight. I mean, last night versus the Jets. But at the same time, overall, he's been okay. He's not been great, but he's not as bad as what the Giants base has been killing him. If you really look at the totality, like we've had for the majority of this preseason, right guard and right tackle is a huge gaping issue, just as big as it was his left tackle. And last night he was getting destroyed. And you're right, he was getting pushed down and ran through. Mm-hmm.
Let me say this too, Steve. While you bring that up, I thought Hart did a commendable job. You know, you tell, hey, I don't know a job.
Yeah.
You tell somebody that they're possibly going to be released. You'll see somebody, boy, hey, I don't care what job it is. I don't care if it's at McDonald's. I don't care if it's in the NFL. You're going to step up or you're going to crash. And John Jerry crashed. I thought Hart stepped up. I thought Flowers has never been – it's never been a power issue. It's never been an athletic issue with him. It's obviously either been a mental or a technique. And which are two coachable things is just how fast can he – what's the capacity of his mind to where he can get it down to where it's second nature? And that's the problem with Flowers right now. He's getting it. He's getting better every single week. And I don't mind the false start. Tyron Smith still off starts. False starts, right, every now and then. You know, some of the best left tackles in the game still do that. So I don't mind that every now and then. You know, whatever, but it flat out getting beat, flat out getting pushed around, bullied. I can't deal with that. And I think that was what people were looking at with Flowers was his pass blocking. People were running right around him. That's fixable. You know, he dropped some weight to get faster. That's feet. That's the footwork. And that's your techniques can fix all of that stuff. John Jerry flat out just got pushed over like he was a rag doll. And you can't have that. That messes up the cohesiveness of the whole O-line, man. And that's why you saw when Jones came in and stabilized that position, we went right down the field. I mean, let's be honest. Let's be honest here, Steve. It's the Jets. But I got to keep it real. Their defense is not the problem over there. Their front seven is pretty stout. You know, they got a couple of talented rookie safeties. Secondary is okay. But that front seven, man, you know, they're pretty stout in what they do. And they're pretty talented bunch with Williams and Richardson and Wilkerson and Darren Lee and all those guys or whatever. So for us to do the job we did, went down the field with no problem when Jones was in there, that impressed me. If we could do that against them, we shouldn't have a problem doing it against Dallas week one. That's how I look at that. And, but I get the criticism of Flowers, man. I get it, but that's fixable. You can't fix that crap, that bullshit John Jerry was doing yesterday. That ain't fixable. You can't fix that. You got flat out beat, pushed. You know, it's like getting bullied, man. You can't fix that out there in the football field. It's not a technique issue. So, I mean, that's pretty much it, man. With the John Jerry should never be in a starting position again on this team if we keep him.
Yeah, I concur on that. I don't see a reason why the Giants would keep him at a starting position at this point. But 2 points before we go back to O, let me say this. One thought. I saw Leonard Williams walking off the field, and I thought about you, Jack, on that, because as much as we were raving about Leonard Williams, man, he got to be a little bit more durable out there for the Jets, man. You know, walking off the field, that wasn't encouraging to see. Well, if you're a Jets fan. And number two, as far as the when it comes to the blue, I understand what you were saying, and I don't even actually disagree. I'm actually more of the point of I got to see a real game, man, a complete four quarter game with the offensive line, you know, our best guys units at the position. It was encouraging to see against the front seven, but I want to see a complete game, and the only way we're going to see that is, honestly, is going to be week one, because as much as the woes we've had with this team, and you bring back our outside weapons, and to me, I think I'll be a little bit more optimistic when I see it when they're all out there. But you know, for what we got to see for a sample, man, it definitely was a little bit more encouraging for what it was. The only thing that did this it did bother me is still settling for field goals. That they gotta fix that, man. I mean, you can't be marching up the field and, you know, allowing you gotta get jump trapped off of a JPP safety, stuff like that. Same thing, man. I think you hit it on your. You know what? O brought up a good point when he was talking to me yesterday about that. O said something about matter of fact. I'll do it to myself because that's not fair. I gotta call it for what it is. I gotta hit the romance on myself. Fair is fair. You know, fair is fair. I had to hit myself with the bromance. But the point is, man, O made a good point as far as our line don't look like other offensive lines in the league, like bulky. And these guys are just average built guys. Go ahead and on that point, and then we'll try to get a sim on, and then we'll get off.
Is Jet on the line?
Yeah, he's there.
Man, ask Jet the same question. Jet, is it me or is it? Man, our offensive line look like plain dudes on the street with plain clothes on. I mean, like, no bulkiness to them, man. Like, they don't look like offensive linemen, man. And John Jerry was trash at Miami. That's why they let him go. The same issues he's having with us now, that's the main reason why they released him. He was garbage. He was a pushover. And I don't know what were we thinking we was going to change this man and make him into a stud, man. None of our linemen look like old linemen, man. None of them look like bowling ball, big brick, solid offensive linemen, man, like these other, like the Jacksonville and the Titans. And I'm looking at these other leagues. I mean, everybody else except us, man. It seems like nobody's really addressing our offensive linemen. Like, you guys really got to, you know, have this mean streak and look like bulls, man. These dudes look like anybody can brush these cats off, man. But the guy Jones, man, when he's playing, I'm telling you, in game time, he's a beast. I respect him. I like the way he stepped up, and I think he needs to be out on the field. John Jerry, you out of here, man. They're going to have to – Jerry Reese is going to have to suck it up and say, you dropped the ball plenty, it's like you always do, and you paid this man his money that he didn't deserve, and you got to try to see if you can recoup some of that money back. Because he's trash, man. He is where he's going to be at this point. He's not that good. He's not. He's a third string at best. That's when your second string get hurt. That's when John Jerry comes in. He's garbage. Yeah, man, our offensive linemen just look like a bunch of guys just going into college, man. They don't even look like NFL players. I mean, when it comes to physique, looking like the physique, the way a lineman's supposed to look. Like, look at the Eagles, man. I was looking at their offensive linemen on that game, and I was like, damn, this dude's a solid. And when we look at our offensive linemen, I'm telling you, man, they look like dudes with baggy clothes on, man. I mean, they don't even look like they stout. Period. I was watching Jason Pugh and Richburg on the sideline. They were sitting together talking. I was like, man, dude, they look like regular street clothes, dude. I mean, arms small. Just don't look like they offensive linemen, man. Now, hey, I'm not saying the looks mean anything. You can look. I don't care if you shape like Jason Taylor. If you can get the job done, you can get it done. But if you shape like Jason Taylor and you can't get the job done, then what are you doing out there? And why the coaches don't see what we see? That's sad, man.
All right, cool. Oh, thank you very much. Let's get Sim's thoughts on what he saw from the game. Oh, Sim, what's up, man? How you doing?
Fellas, good afternoon.
Sim.
What's going on, Jet? What's going on, O?
What's going on, Sim?
I mean, we all see what I see, Sim? I mean, you got a point there. The only two dudes on the offensive line that's really big is really Flowers and Fluka, man. Fluka, yo. That Joker, man. That's the solar eclipse right there.
Yeah, you're right.
That dude is huge, yo. Man. I mean, you don't necessarily got to be super big, man. As long as you can get the job done and you do what you need to do, you good. I mean, Jones don't look that big. He don't look like the dude that needs to be playing guard. But you seen the first play that he came in, boom, 12 yards of run for Perkins, you know what I'm saying? And he manhandled Wilkerson. Yo, Wilkerson is an all right player, man, in this league on the D-line. So that's saying something, man. And I'm not saying that he's the greatest, but it seemed like as soon as Jones got in the game and they got Jerry out the game, it seemed like Richburg played a little bit better. You know what I mean? I've seen a play with a couple of run plays with Bobby Hart actually set the edge. And and open up a hole for I can't remember if it was for Darkwall for Perkins, but it just looked like just that one change, man, might have lit a fire under some dudes. Like, damn, they done got this dude up out of here. My ass is next if I don't get my stuff together. So, you know, sometimes it is that change of one person, man. Because some people saying, well, damn, I don't got to cheat to try to jab this guy in the shoulder to help him out. And then meanwhile, I'm getting beat by my man, you know. So it's just like, hey, the guy looks like he knows what he can do. And the biggest thing with him is probably just injury-wise, man, being able to stay healthy and be able to stay on the field. If he could do that, Jerry should never see that, he should never see that field again. And that might be bad news for him, man, because Fluka played good with the first team as well. So he could get cut. Don't let that contract fool you, man. They put that to where he got a little bit of money this year, but the majority of that guaranteed money kick in after the seventh day of the league year next year. Trust and believe, mm-hmm. His ass will be cut and be off the team before they get to the seventh day of the league. So one thing I give Reese credit for, the way he structured that contract, that he's easily replaceable and they can get him out of here. Like Jet said, man, you can't teach the type of things and fix the type of things that he got. That's just a dude having bigger balls than you and just going ahead and manhandling you. Like, he just, like, no BS, man. He looked like John Jerry looked like my son when I wrestle with him and I get tired of him and I just throw him to the ground. That's what Sheldon Richardson did to him last night. He's a grown man. That's the only difference. And I'm sitting there. I saw that. I said, wow, bro. I said, man, if McAdoo don't get this dude out of here now after this, listen, like Michael Ray said, the ship going to be sinking, yo. And lo and behold, they took him out. And, you know, it wasn't like we became, you know what I'm saying, the Washington Redskins hogs of like the early 90s or whatnot, but we look like a serviceable, halfway competent offensive line. And fact of the matter is, if that offensive line couldn't be even top 20 in the league, you see what the defense did the first half. Now, I know people are going to say, hey, you know, it's the Jets, you know what I'm saying, it's the Browns, you know, blah, 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 blah. But, listen, that defense is legit. And we actually got a middle linebacker that looks like he might do something this year. So I'm not going to knock them for what it is, because at the end of the day, you're playing who's on the schedule and who's on the field. So, but they look like they ready to go. They in midseason form. T-Man, I don't know if he got 8.5 fingers, 7.5, if he got 8.75. JPP was looking like 2011 JPP last night, and that's a scary-ass sight, man. If that Joker start playing like how he played when he had them 16.5 sacks, that year we won the Super Bowl, forget it, man. You know what you're going to get from Snacks and everybody else. The biggest key is just seeing what we're going to do as far as the continuity of the offensive line, them staying healthy and continuing to gel together with, you know, with Jones in the starting lineup. And, you know, just getting to see what Eli Manning could do when he has time, man. I mean, yo, Charles said it yesterday. He said, man, they put Jones in the game and Eli started looking like Peyton back there. He had a little bit of time to survey the field and start slinging the ball around. You know, he probably would have had a few more completions and would have had better stats, you know, if he was throwing to Marshall and Odell, you know, but being that they weren't on the field, you were really only throwing to Shepard, you know, Lewis Jr. and a couple of other dudes. So I ain't going to knock him for all of that because, you know, some of the times that it's going to take those guys to get open, you know, Odell and Marshall's going to get open way faster than that. So, I mean, it was a step in the right direction for the offensive line, but they have a long way to go. But if they can be on a consistent the way they was when Jones get in the game, we could get back to 11 wins and maybe make some noise in the postseason this year.
Yeah, gentlemen, we're about to be out of time. G6, if you could give us a quick 30 seconds and saying what you owe in the sim, and we'll wrap up.
Hey, moving forward, last night was encouraging, and I hope they make those permanent changes on the line, make any other changes need to be made. But that last night was encouraging. That's the offense I've been waiting to see.
That is the G6, Big O, 30 seconds, and then the sim.
Hey, man, like everybody said, man, I was impressed. John Jerry, they need to go ahead and handle that right quick. You need to get back some of that money. Jones, I'm so proud of him because we watched him come in from the Canadian League and what we was expecting from him, it happened. I'm just proud of this dude, and I think he's going to get better and better and better. And the offensive line is going gel, man. We was a little worried, and now some of that worry done tapered off, man. Until then, man, you know, bleed blue. And JPP, man, he's on some Hall of Fame type stuff right now. I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's him.
Yeah, man, just want to see continued improvement from the offensive line. I like the way Jones played, and I think it's kind of ironic, man, that he happened to wear number 69. The last dude we had wearing 69 to play the guard was Richie Soybert, and that dude was a dog, and Jones looked like he got a little bit of dog in him. So hopefully he could be this disincarnation of Soybert, and we can get the offensive line straightened out so we can move on to bigger and better things.
All right, gentlemen, conclusion of that episode of the dress rehearsals with the Giants and the Jets. So we look forward to these guys, man. I don't think we're going to see anything this Thursday versus the Patriots. I mean, it's really going to be backups behind backups behind backups in that game. So, I mean, if defensively, I think we're peaking. I don't really say peaking, but it looks top-notch from what I saw. But let's carry that over into week one versus Dallas. And then as far as the offensive line, as far as changing some pieces here and there, man, got to be encouraged, man, as far as with Jones and Fluker, man. All right, guys, gentlemen, got to go. Sangre also. Lee Blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Blue!
blue, bleep blue, bleep blue, bleep blue, bleep blue, bleep blue, bleep blue.